The British government has moved to restrict sales by a surveillance software firm called Gamma International after researchers found that its software was being used against dissidents. Britain has now told Gamma that its system will need a license to export to all destinations outside the EU. Last year, Egyptian activists found documents about Gamma in the state security HQ in Cairo. The software has now turned up on servers in Bahrain, as Connie Aegis reports.
Online tools were among the big drivers of last year's Arab Spring. Across the Middle East and North Africa last year, people used Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Skype to communicate with each other and with the outside world. But the backlash came quickly too. Governments opened black propaganda accounts, attacked and tried to discredit activists, and did everything they could to infiltrate the opposition. There's growing evidence that they hacked and spied on them too. Shihab is a Bahraini activist based in London, and in May he received the first of three emails.
The very first one was talking about detention of human rights defenders, and when I looked at the attachment, I thought there was something fishy about the attachment, so I did not open it. I received another email afterwards, same thing.
The attachment was a piece of malware, software secretly installed on your computer, and this was the kind of malware designed to spy on people. Researchers at Citizen Lab, an IT research lab at the University of Toronto, analysed the attachment sent to Shihab and other Bahraini activists. They found the attachments were made by a UK-based firm, Gamma International. The product was called Finfisher. John Scott Railton is a doctoral student at the University of California, Los Angeles. He was part of the team who analysed the malware.
The way that we've seen the tool deployed is through emails that contain attachments, an encouragement by the sender of the email to open the attachment. The attachment is actually, of course, a Trojan.
Other analysts also looked at the attachments. Claudio Guadagnere from Rapid7 was one of them. He explains the level of access Finfisher products give those who deploy them.
So they are used to steal documents, they're used to steal email credentials, intercept instant messaging, they're used to steal Facebook credentials, Twitter credentials, used also for intercepting Skype calls.
Further investigation by the team at Citizen Lab found FinSpy could also take control of mobile devices in the form of FinSpy Mobile. John Scott Railton again.
It gives whoever's operating it the ability to enable your phone's microphone, look at your phone's GPS and locating system, and generally record all the other activity that you do on the device.
So FinSpy would allow someone remotely to turn your mobile phone into a budding device, capable of listening in on any conversation or meeting you have. PM contacted Gamma International for comment. They declined an interview, but answered questions via email. Martin Munk, Gamma International's managing director, said,
Gamma International exclusively sells and distributes to governments and law enforcement agencies. The software products are designed to enable and help governments to identify and help convict serious criminals.
And he compared his company's eavesdropping device to much more commonplace objects.
Given that a can of fizzy drink or a car battery can be abused and used as an implement of torture, it's of no surprise to anyone if our products can be abused too.
This is not the first time Gamma International has come under scrutiny. Last year, Egyptian human rights activists found documents linking the company to the Mubarak regime when they broke into the State Security Investigation Service headquarters. When asked about Gamma International's relationship with the Mubarak regime, Martin Munk said,
during early discussions and as part of the initial offer, which took place some 6 months before the movements of the opposition, Gamma presented the product FinSpy. Gamma did not supply any Finfisher products to Egypt that could have been used during the movement of the opposition.
Martin Munk declined to discuss any relationship with Bahrain's government. When asked by Bloomberg about evidence that Bahrain may have been using his spyware software, Gamma's Martin Munk told Bloomberg that a piece of the company's spying software had gone astray. He's told PM they're still looking into the matter and are yet to reach a conclusion.
Connie Aegis.